You reached the right place, a destination called soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is Janice Dempsey, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Heard from the Brothers of Soul from 1971, Try It Babe, which was on the Zodiac and Boo record labels. And the Brothers of Soul were a soul trio comprised of Fred Bridges, who just died this year, Richard Knight, Robert Eaton. They were a songwriting team involved with around 50 R&B singles. They were based in Detroit, Michigan, in the 1960s and the 1970s, and they recorded a number of songs, mainly with producer Rick Williams for, again, the Zodiac and Boo labels. The time that they were active together was from 1967 to 1975. This group was very critical around the time of 1967, which in Detroit, Michigan, they had riots during that time, and the riots were pretty bad because basically folks basically destroyed Detroit within a short period of time. But it was during this time that it was critical for them, in which they went into the studio, recorded music, even throughout all this chaos, and they managed to come out with some great hits. They also helped to produce Ruby Andrews' single, It Ain't Over Casanova, which was like a number three R&B hit for them. Now, the Brothers of Soul, they had charted as high in 1968, as high as number 32 on the U.S. R&B charts with the single, I Guess That Don't Make Me a Loser. And we celebrate the Brothers of Soul here on A Bowl of Soul, and we also celebrate the legacy of Mr. Fred Bridges, who was the lead singer of the Brothers of Soul, who just passed away about a month ago. And this is A Bowl of Soul coming at you live on Live 365 and to be rebroadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, on www.prn.fm. Now, I'm going to come at you with another classic. Now, this single, most of you that have heard this single just don't want to be lonely. Most of you either have heard the version from The Main Ingredient or you heard the version from Blue Magic. But I'm going to take you back even further than that, which in fact was the difference of a year. And it was done by this singer who was a singer and actor in the Broadway production of Hair in 1968. Ronnie Dyson came out with this single, Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. And I'm going to tell you, his version is just as hot as the version from Main Ingredient and Blue Magic. So here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to showcase Just Don't Want to Be Lonely by Ronnie Dyson. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You're going away. I just don't wanna be lonely. And I don't care if we share only moments a day. I just don't wanna be lonely. I'd rather be loved, needed, depended on to give. Sun to the moon, I just don't wanna be lonely. Let the stare find you there at the end of the room. I just don't wanna be lonely. I'd rather be loved. Thank you.
you some classic soul from Mr. Ronnie Dyson. Talking about Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. And, you know, Ronnie Dyson was born in Washington, D.C. on June 5th, 1990. And he passed away on November 10th, 1990. Ronnie Dyson would have been 68 years old on June 5th, but he grew up in Brooklyn, New York, where he sang in church choirs. And at the age of 18, he won the lead role in the Broadway production of Hair, debuting in New York in 1968. Dyson became an iconic voice of the 1960s with the lead vocal in the show's anthem of the hippie era, singing the song called Aquarius. It is Ronnie Dyson's voice leading off the song and opening the show with the famous lyric, "When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars." And he made a cameo appearance in the 1979 motion picture of Hair, singing 3500 with another Hair alumni, which a lot of people don't know. Melba Moore was also in the production of Hair. And then he continued on. He had a singing career as a result of being in Hair. He had a singing career which launched him into his recording career with that sweet song in 1970 called "If You Let Me Make Love to You, Then Why Can't I Touch You," which was a top 10 US Billboard Hot 100 song. And then in 1971, he did a classic joint from the Delphonics called "When You Get Right Down to Hit Get Right Down to It," which made the US charts at number 34. And then he continued on with his recording career, in which he met up with Tom Bell, who was infamous for producing the Philadelphia, one of the architects of Philadelphia soul. And they got together and he created the song "Just Don't Want to Be Lonely," which was number 28 on the Hot 100 and number 15 on the R&B chart. And we celebrate Mr. Ronnie Dyson, who we lost at the age of 40 in 1990, and we celebrate him here on A Bowl of Soul. Now we're going to go 1 year ahead, because that single was done in 1973. Now we come into 1974 with this same song that was written by Tom Bell, but this time getting a treatment from the main ingredient. Here on A Bowl of Soul, "Just Don't Want to Be Lonely," but this time from the main ingredient. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen. I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. I don't care if we share only moments a day. I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved and needed, depending on to give a love I can't give when you're gone. When you're gone, I just don't want to be lonely. Never have this sweet love, sugar. I don't mind if the tide sets the sun to the moon. I just don't wanna be lonely. Let the stairs find you there. I don't wanna be known.
giving some classic soul from The Main Ingredient, talking about Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. You had to play the back-to-back singles. And like I told you before, you can also hear the other version of this, which was done very well by Blue Magic. And this is Professor T-Love coming at you here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I just want you to know, make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music on Live 365, where you get nonstop soul music 365 days of the year, 7 days a week, 24 hours of the day, with limited commercial interruption. And also, check out the talk show with me, Professor T-Love, and the professor called Love, Sex, and Relationships. Comes on 8 p.m. on my network, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. At 8 p.m., just catch up with us on Wednesday, where we can talk about how you can do things a little bit differently for yourself, how to enhance yourself as well as your relationships through love, sex, and having better relationships. So check us out on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music radio network on Live 365. Coming up next, we're going to play you something real classic from one of my favorite groups, which I feel before they started doing that bubblegum soul in the mid-70s, when they came out in the early 70s and they were producing their own albums, especially Leon Silvers III, when he started producing songs. And let me tell you, their first three, four albums were smokers. Here on A Bowl of Soul from the Silvers, I Remember. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
song is fly. Let me tell you, that thing still gives me chills. This was off of the album called The Silvers 2, which was the second album by the Los Angeles-based group, The Silvers. It was released in 1972, and it was produced by Keg Johnson and Jerry Peters. It was their final album for Pride Records before moving over to Pride's parent label called MGM Records. And, you know, this is a classic album. And I was just looking on www.discography.com, and, you know, this album by itself is worth almost $40, because this is really classic Silvers music. And I don't care what any of you say, I love the Jackson 5. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to those harmonies and that classic, I call it barbershop type, not barbershop, but barber quartet harmonies, Mills Brothers type harmonies, the Silvers got it. And what I didn't know about the Silvers, especially the older children, they were on Make Room for Dad, Make Room for Danny, Marlo Thomas' father's show, Danny Thomas. He had a show called Make Room for Daddy. And the Silvers, four of them were on, including Leon, were the four, I forgot what their singing group name was with the four of them, because remember, there were like 10 or 11 Silvers. But these were the older children, and they sang, I mean, they sang very well. In fact, the mother and father was on You Bet Your Life, and you know You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx goes back to like about 1956, 1957. But I'm going to tell you, the Silvers are just one of the premier R&B groups that can sing. They can sing their butt off, and I love them. And we celebrate the Silvers here on A Bowl of Soul. Now we're going to roll you forward, because that single came out in 1973. We're going to roll you forward to my man Case, featuring Mary J. Blige and Foxy Brown, talking about Touch Me, Tease Me. This is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Papa, you be laced up. Penelope Tracy, Caesar Bugatti, Isaac Mizrahi. Up around the Yoshe, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill Nana. You up around. I had your loyalties and your joint. You're getting your royalties and your points. So what the deal is? With Foxy Brown, met Case. Now we lace Bonnie met Clyde. Now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel. And girl, you know this love is real. Yeah, yeah.
Touch me, tease me, feel me like a rest.
Tease me,
hold on tight, don't let go. Baby, I'm about to explode.
Make me scream, and you know just what I mean. Cause tonight you feel like ice cream. I wanna make you fall in love, make you touch the stars above. Be low and be my friend. I'll come back and feel it again. And again, and again, and again, oh, 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 oh,
touch me, tease me,
touch me.
But
let me get that Lex. Hugging sex, wetter than Aquarius. Flashing, to get the satin. Hoop up slow and layer jets and coops my one second. You ain't know that I be macking. The extra set of keys, the 30 G's, them trips to Bentley's. Had you living on your knees. Not to mention the laced out crib in Dallas. The 40 room palace, sip of your salad.
Oh, yeah.
Tease Me, featuring Mary J. Blige and Foxy Brown with Case, giving you, which now is considered classic now. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to move forward here. And you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
What we gonna do now is go back.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Shake your man, that's it. playing that song.
From Jeanne, talking about Hey, Mr. DJ. You know that was a hot joint. You know Jeanne, best known for the 1993 hit Hey, Mr. DJ, reached number 6 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. And, you know, they had that hot, This Is a Groove Thing. That was number 17 also on the U.S. Billboard chart. And then they had a minor hit with Sending My Love, which was released in 1994. You know, these two young ladies at the time, Renee Neuville and Jean Norris, met while they were both attending Philadelphia's Temple University, and they used to sing together at talent shows and other events. Even though they were not a group at the time, they collaborated on each other's songs. But in 1991, the pair met DJ Jazzy Jeff, of course, who is from Philadelphia. And their first professional recording together as a group was Ring My Bell, on the same album that featured DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Summertime. And how they got the name Jeanne was they combined the French pronunciation of their first names, Jean and Renee. So together, Jeanne. Nay, but they added a Z to give it a little bit more flavor. And you know, they had two albums, and those two albums were Hamus, of course, Jeanne, and then Saturday Night, which that album I thought was pretty hot. That album charted at number 41 on the U.S. Billboard chart, but it was number 8. Both albums, Jeanne and Saturday Night, charted at number 8 on the U.S. R&B singles chart. The first album, from where you heard Hey Mr. DJ, went platinum. But they had two really funky albums from this duo, Jeanne. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to keep this groove going. We're going to go to one of my favorite groups, the Force MDs from Staten Island, talking about Love is a House. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Surprise, you'll find a window to love.
Classic soul from 1987. Love is a House, which was their first and only number one R&B hit for Force MDs off of their third album, Touch and Go. Love is a House. And as you know, they also were produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who produced their single Tender Love, which was from their second album, and it garnered Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis a Grammy Award for Producer of the Year. And we celebrate the Force MDs, who were a vocal group that was formed in 1981 in Staten Island, New York. And although the group had old school hip hop roots, it is best known for two tunes that are widely considered Quiet Storm classics: Tender Love, Love is a House. I disagree with this because, you know, this is coming from Wikipedia. But one of the singles I remember buying when they were on Tommy Boy Records was Tears. That was a classic slow jam grinder in the 80s. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We're going to bring it forward to some new soul from my man Russ from 2017, talking about losing control. I know some of y'all out there have lost control in love, but you know what? It is what it is. And here it is, here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
She's falling in love now, losing control now. Fighting the truth, trying to hide, but I think it's alright, girl. Yeah, I think it's alright, girl. Ooh. She's falling in love now, losing control now. Fighting the truth, trying to hide, but I think it's alright. But she doesn't think he'll catch her, 'cause her last relationship was a disaster. Accusations every day, she didn't know why. All her calls would be ignored, he's on his own time. Should've ended it before it started. All she ever got was broken hearts.
Yeah, I think it's alright, girl. Ooh. She's falling in love now, losing control now. Fighting the truth, trying to hide, but I think it's alright. Past, she can't help the attraction. He tells her that he's nothing like the last one. He redefines in every way what love is. She fell for him and hasn't gotten up since. Every now and then she goes off though, beating on his chest like a bongo. He understands she's coming from a hurt place. Answers all the questions on the survey. Doesn't get jealous, doesn't break trust. Doesn't call a hoe after hang-ups. Give her everything she ever wanted. And even though she still feels haunted, she's falling in love now. Losing control now. Fighting the truth, trying to hide, but I think it's alright, girl. Yeah, I think it's alright.
Pretty hot. That came off of his album called There's Really a Wolf. You know, this album went platinum, 2 million. You know, Losing Control, which was number 28 on, well, it was number 7 on the U.S. R&B chart and 28 on the U.S. R&B and hip-hop chart. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to bring it forward even further with my man Miguel featuring J. Cole, Salaam Remy remix of Come Through and Chill. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Trust. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone, show me it was real. Pick up the phone. Yeah, I don't wanna put no pressure on ya. I just wanna put a blessing on ya. Since our last undressing session, I'm not really sure if you've been checking. I'm progressing, I just heard my songs is popping out in Macedonia and even Serbia. I don't mean to burden ya. If you got a man since then, I understand. Last thing I wanna do is get you jammed. Especially if he's a fan, he probably never wanna hear my shit again. And I need every single sound scan. But if you single and you down, then I'm in your town feeling for another round. I was counting down the day. Been more patient than a Browns fan. Where that chip at? Probably on your shoulder, cause I forgot to hit back. Left you on red. Apologies are said, but often never meant. Well, f*** that, I repent for message never sent now.
Hello, stranger. It's been a minute since we last kicked it. And by the way, just got in town. Then I won't let cumulus cloud all in the sky ruin my vibe. Usually I don't do this often, but since recruiting isn't an option due to unusual rain and thunder, baby, I wonder, baby, I wonder, would you put your sweats on, put your sweats on for me. Yeah, yeah. Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't hesitate, no, don't you. Mm-hmm. Just say you will, will, will. Come through and chill, chill. Say you will, will, will.
say it.
I wanna all night.
Hello, stranger. Vape's been waiting. And just as I recall, that ass is still amazing. I'm playing, baby.
No.
I'm saying, baby, you love it, but you know I'm crazy. So go ahead and pour a drink up. I'm so glad we got to link up.
Yeah.
Get to taking that off of me. Yeah, yeah. Cause I got the plug, I made the call for green. Mm-hmm. I'm talking late night for ya. Let me lay a great time on ya. Don't make me wait, no, don't you? And just say you will, will.
In case my lack of reply had you catching them feelings, know you've been on my mind like Kaepernick kneeling, or police killings, or Trump saying slick shoot, manipulating poor white folks because they ignorant, blind to the struggles of the ones that got the pigment. Lately I've been stressing because it seems so malignant. I need to feel your essence in my presence if you with it. I guarantee you won't regret you
just
did it.
Giving you some new soul music from my man Miguel from Los Angeles, California, with this hot hit, Come Through and Chill with J. Cole, remixed by Salam Remy. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're coming to the end of A Bowl of Soul, and I'm going to leave you with a classic R&B song, which has been sampled so many times I can't even tell you. From my man M. Toomey, and I know y'all heard this single, Sugar Free, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Every day.
cause I'm sugar free, baby. And we've come to the end of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. I hope you enjoyed listening to classic soul, new soul here on A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Like my Facebook page. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you can check out this podcast on my website, www.abowlofsoul.com. And also, you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul. Again, this will be rebroadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And make sure, if you want to hit me up at A Bowl of Soul, you just hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And if you're interested in sponsoring A Bowl of Soul, just hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Make sure you treat people the way you wish to be treated. Show love and kindness to everyone around you. It doesn't hurt that when you get up in the morning and you thank God for waking you up for just another day. And we are so thankful in these trying times to be awake and be alive for just one more day. We love you here on A Bowl of Soul. I want to give a great shout out to California, especially Cupertino, California, who's listening to Bowl of Soul right now. Love y'all out there on the West Coast. Continue to listen, spread the word, and let everybody know that A Bowl of Soul is a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T. Love. And like I said, we'll catch up with you again next week. And make sure on my network, on Live 365, just look for A Bowl of Soul. Great weekend. Enjoy your Friday. And remember, June is Black Music Month. And we celebrate it here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.